Well, we all know this is leap year. And we also know that during the month of March, it's St. Patrick's Day. But I am in Chicago tonight at the Hilton Hotel for a specific purpose to meet the mayor of Galway, Councillor Michael Leahy, who has a very special announcement to all of us Americans because he's got something really going on in Ireland. Mr. Mayor, we are delighted to welcome you to Chicago.
Well, thank you very much for the tremendous welcome I've got from you and indeed from all the friends we have in Chicago. And firstly, might I avail of your service to wish all our friends in Chicago and all the listeners to your program a very happy St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's weekend. Now, the purpose of our visit here, of course, is to maintain and renew friendships that we have established and that have been established for many years between Galway and Chicago. But this is a special year in Galway. We celebrate our quincentennial, 500 years since the first mayor was elected in Galway.
Do you realize that that was 8 years before Christopher Columbus even came to America?
I do indeed, Mel. Yes, I do.
It hit me today with a thud myself.
Yes, and mention of Columbus, as you have said, Columbus was in Galway. We now have proof that, in fact, he was in Galway before he came to the United States. And there are suggestions that two of his crew, a Patrick Maguire and another man mentioned as William of Galway, joined his vessel in Galway and were with him when he reached America.
That is a fascinating story. What was Galway like in 1484?
In 1484, Galway was run by 14 merchant prince families. They have since been referred to as the 14 tribes of Galway. They were people who had quite substantial business acumen. They exerted pressure on the king to get a charter to elect a mayor, and mind you, at the same time, they pressurized the church and the pope to get a church wardenship established. And this was unique in the history of Europe and probably the world, in that the establishing of the church wardenship allowed, or enabled at least, the mayor and the councillors of that time to elect a warden of their own votes. And that warden appointed the clergy to the various parishes within the city. And the clergy were directly responsible to the mayor in matters of discipline and so forth. And this is certainly a unique occasion. The wardenship and the mayorship were established in the same year, in 1484. And this is why we believe that there is a very authentic reason to celebrate that event 500 years later.
Now, how did you start this year? I imagine there was New Year's Day. That's when you officially began. What did you do?
On New Year's Day, we were privileged indeed to have the President of Ireland, Dr. Hillary, come to us and open our ceremonies by having a service in St. Nicholas's Collegiate Church. That's the Church of Ireland. And we had, I think, 7 or 8 Church of Ireland bishops. We also had the Catholic bishop present at that service, and several members, of course, of the Catholic clergy. And we had a very impressive ceremony. We had an opening ceremony in Ayr Square where the President addressed the people and spoke of the importance of celebrating this kind of event. And that evening, we had a fireworks display on Galway Bay. You would have heard, of course, of Galway Bay.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes. So the ceremony got off, the whole celebrations got off to a great start, and they have been gathering momentum since.
Now, for the thousands of Americans who will be traveling, traditionally, Americans love to come to Ireland in the summer each year. You know about tourism. What will you have to offer our friends by way of this celebration in Galway this summer?
We have published a calendar of events which is available from the Irish Tourist Office here in Chicago.
Call Maurice Dunn.
Maurice Dunn, absolutely. But the one event that I think would be of particular importance to the American people is that we have decided to have a festival of the tribes. Those are the tribes, the 14 tribes of Galway.
Yes, the families.
Yeah, the families. We're going to have a festival of the tribes and Galway families. And we're inviting people bearing the names of the original 14 tribes, like Lynch, Morris, Skerrett, there's a whole lot of them. And the more traditional Galway names like Burke, O'Shaughnessy, Hines, Madden, and so forth, to come to Galway for the first week of July. Professor O'Neill from Galway University is with my party at the moment here in Chicago, and he has organized a genealogical school in Galway University, which will be focused on enabling people to establish where their ancestors came from in Ireland. There are, as you will agree, Mel, there are thousands of Irish people or people of Irish descent in America who will tell you that, yes, my grandfather, my grandmother came from Ireland, but I don't quite know where. And they're anxious to find out where they came from and what the family history was like. Now, we believe that this particular festival that we will have in Galway will be of tremendous interest. And indeed, we have been already to St. Louis, to Boston, and to New York. And the inquiries are absolutely overwhelming us just now. And indeed, our visit to the United States in the first instance was because of the enthusiasm shown by the American people. We felt, well, but we'd better come over and explain the whole situation to them.
We have a great feeling for tradition. We look at Chicago, maybe 150 years old, and we can't help but be really impressed with a city that's lived for 500 years.
Quite true, Morris. And when I mentioned St. Nicholas's Collegiate Church, where we had the opening service on January 1, that church was built in 1320. It is 660 years old, or 760 years old. That's, and Galway City itself dates from, it's somewhere about 850, 900 years. There's a tremendous amount of antiquity and history attached to it. You get a feeling as you walk the streets of Galway that those buildings are talking to you and telling you stories of the past.
May I tell you one little story of what happened to me in Galway one year? It was about 10 years ago. We were staying at the big hotel at the Great Southern.
That's right, yes.
And I opened my curtains one morning and looked out across that little open area.
Air Square.
Youngsters were playing soccer there.
Yes.
And here is this beautiful, sophisticated city, and down the road came two sheepdogs and a flock of sheep. They were taking
us
right through the middle of Galway City.
That's one of the things that you can find in Galway. The old values still obtain. You don't have, unfortunately, you don't have sheep in the street every day. It's a modern city.
I felt they had done it just for me.
In fact, I can tell you, Mel, that talk of development. Between 1971 and 1980, in 9 years, the population of Galway City increased by 33.3%. It has retained its antiquity, but it's a modern, progressive city.
May I ask you something about yourself? Now, you are called Councillor Michael
right.
Leahy.
That's
Councillor.
Right.
What's the meaning of that word? To us, we're a little hung up on it.
Yes, well, our system, of course, of local government is different from what the American system is. We are elected to serve a 5-year term. We're elected by popular vote. And there are 12 members of the council on Galway City Council. And we elect from within our own membership, we elect a mayor to serve for 1 year. He may be re-elected at the end of that year. There's nothing against having him re-elected, but a mayor is elected each year to serve the city for 1 year and 1 year only. And let me say, this is the greatest honor that the city can confer on anybody. And whoever happens to hold the honor, and indeed I'm particularly privileged to be mayor and when we're celebrating our 500 years, I feel a great responsibility. I feel an obligation to the people that we have to make sure that in Galway this year, everything just goes right. Not nearly right. It must be right. We must have respect for the traditions and the history of 500 years and project an image that befits the people who built Galway City, who established our traditions and who gave us the history that we have. A wonderful tradition and a wonderful history, a great responsibility, but proud to try and discharge that responsibility in the best way that I know how and the best way we all know how.
I wish I could only tell you the number of people who are listening right at this moment who have roots in Ireland, many of them in Connemara, many of them maybe from the Burren, maybe from County Clare, maybe from Galway itself, and I'm sure we all from the distance are saying happy birthday to you and this beautiful city of yours.
Thank you, Mel, and again, welcome. Again, thank you for your welcome on reaching Chicago.
I'm going to be there in July. I don't have one of the names of the 12, but I'm going to come up and see what you're doing.
We'll have a Cade Míle Fáilte for you and for all visitors in July or whenever you choose to come.
From Chicago, a very happy birthday to Galway. 500 beautiful years. And to its spokesman and his cohorts who are in Chicago inviting all of us to come to Ireland. Isn't it natural? Summer of 84 in Ireland. Think about it. I'm delighted to have had a chance to meet you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mel. I'm delighted to have the opportunity of speaking to you.